The American drug company Pfizer is walking away from its planned $150 billion merger with the Ireland-based Allergan, just days after new rules from the Treasury Department to stop these so-called inversions in which an American company merges with a foreign counterpart in part to save on taxes. On social media, someone called the merger's end a pelt for President Obama and the White House, as if the deal was a target the administration hunted down and bagged. Brent Saunders, CEO of Allergan, told CNBC that it does seem like the new rules specifically targeted his company.
We built this deal around the law. We followed the rules that Congress had set for companies looking to move to a foreign domicile. For the rules to be changed after the game has started to be played is a bit un-American.
CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now from New York. She's been looking at this. And Maggie, Pfizer is saying that, you know, it's a company, a huge company, looking to break itself up. And this merger with Allergan was to try to make some of its parts stronger. So we've talked about inversions, but remind us more about what they are and why they're frowned upon.
That's right. And you know, you could argue if they're going to break themselves up and be smaller, they could have looked for a partner here in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. But there has been a trend of specifically looking for a partner company smaller than themselves that are based abroad in a country that has a lower corporate tax rate than they pay here in the U.S. And what has the administration annoyed and some critics is that they change their mailing address, basically, mm-hmm. their headquartered address, so that it can benefit from that lower tax rate. But they keep the bulk of their business the same, which means they continue to operate, and those critics say benefit from all of what the U.S. has to offer. So it is specifically looking for that foreign partner with a lower tax rate that qualifies these deals as getting the tag inversions.
Well, this is so interesting that this comes now, this whole discussion of inversions, when the Panama Papers have come out showing
yes.
how many individuals are trying to put their money offshore to avoid taxes. Well, what is the Treasury Department saying about the criticism that this was targeted?
They're saying that that's not true. They're pushing back on that hard, saying that the Treasury Department is not focused on specific transactions. It's focused on specific loopholes. But they're making no bones of fact they don't like this. And in fact, in the press conference yesterday, President Obama made the link with the Panama Papers saying this is all tax aversion. It looks different, but when you try to get out of paying your taxes, you rob economies of the essential investment that's needed to build up infrastructure, to educate children, to fund job training. And that's just not right, that the law should be changed.
Well, and Pfizer is going to pay Allergan a $150 billion breakup fee. But should we cry for Pfizer? It is a $200 billion company.
Yeah, I don't think we should cry for any companies. But remember, a lot of us are shareholders in this company. And I do think that what you mentioned at the beginning is partially true. They are trying to find a way forward. We see a lot of this happening in the pharmaceutical business. And it is true. They have been trying to break themselves up, but they've been worried that the separate businesses alone are not enough to sort of stand up and compete. And they're looking to really build out their pipeline. A lot of these companies have drugs that have gone off patent. They're looking toward the future. In this case, Allergan is appealing because they have some of these really popular drugs like Botox, which I'm sure everyone's heard of, and dry eye Restasis. So they do need to think about how to reinvent themselves. Both will probably go back to the shopping and seeing if they can find a partner to build up that pipeline.
Well, and by the way, I said they'd pay a $150 billion fee. That would be big. It's $150 million, which is chump change for them. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.